Hi, Linda.
Hi, Sue.
So I know that you're retired now.
I am.
What was your job before?
I worked in the child welfare system in Canada, in Ontario specifically, and I did that for 30 years. And since then, I've taken the last year to retire and do some other projects.
But are you really retired, or have you got some other projects on the wall?
Well, I'm not really retired.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just sort of retired from that job. In 1993, there were a group of us who were frontline workers with children who developed something called the Nipissing District Developmental Screen.
Nipissing, what is that?
Nipissing is the district that we live
okay.
in.
Okay, so it's the name of your region.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was originally developed for the physicians who were in our community because they weren't identifying children fast enough for us with developmental delays. And we all know that with the scientific evidence that's out there around children's brain development during the first 3 years of life, it's very important to pick up those developmental delays as quickly as you can.
The first 3 years.
The first three years.
What did you do with this group then?
So we developed this checklist for parents, actually, to do. And so it became very popular. And other communities really liked it. And so we got invited to present at conferences. And now we are actually international. So we have a company in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a company in Canada. And we distribute to all kinds of other places in the world as well.
So when you say international, where do you... Is it absolutely international, worldwide?
We have people using our screen in Bangladesh.
Now, when you say screen... Mm-hmm. What is
it's
that?
It's actually a checklist.
A checklist, okay.
And it's a yes or no answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And if your child, if you answer no to any of the questions, then there's between 13 and 22 questions on each checklist for each age. There's 13 different ages covered from birth right to age 6.
Mm-hmm.
And if you answer no, that we call that a red flag.
Okay.
And that means that your child should be doing that skill because 90% of the children at that age are already able to do that. So it's very important that if it's a red flag, that some kind of follow-up happens. So sometimes it's just the parent needs to have some guidance in terms of what kind of activities to do with their child. For example, families with children who live in apartments sometimes don't do very well on the gross motor skills where you go up and down stairs because they don't have that opportunity.
Goodness, so it's really as simple as
It's very as simple as that. So sometimes it's just telling parents to take your child to the playground and give them an opportunity.
Okay. So you said that it's you have this in... in Bangladesh.
Yes, we have 12 languages that are available that we do. And one of the places that was really exciting for us was a year ago, we got an opportunity to go to Israel and work in Palestine with the families there so that they could, with World Vision, so that they could incorporate the Nipissing screen or the checklist into their, they call it their curriculum.
Yeah.
And they have a program of home visitors who go to see women in Bethlehem and the surrounding communities when they're pregnant and when they have their babies to help teach them how to look after their babies and to work on child development.
And how much does this actually cost people? Because this sounds international, quite expensive.
It sounds quite a
thorough test.
Mm-hmm. It's not like a psychological test at all, and it's not diagnostic in any way.
Mm-hmm.
It just identifies areas of concern, which is important. And the cost is 14 cents a child.
How much did you say?
14 cents for each child.
Goodness me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in Ontario, Canada, it's free of charge because we have an arrangement with the government. But in the rest of Canada and throughout the United States and the rest of the world, parents can go online at nds.ca and for $1.99 they can sign their baby or child up and they can receive up to 13 different developmental screens and they can our system will tell you when your child is ready to be screened for the next level and give you activities to help you get ready.
Oh, I see. So if I put my name down for that and the baby, let's say, is 6 months, then I get another questionnaire in a year?
We would send you the 6-month questionnaire when you register.
Yeah.
And our next questionnaire is at 9 months.
Yeah.
So at 9 months, you would get a notice on your computer.
And all this is for $1?
for $1.99.
Not $1.99. I love it. Yeah.
We're not for profit organization.
Yeah. That's important to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're not trying to make a lot of money. Yeah. Our mission statement is to get the screen out to as many children and families as possible so that those children can be identified and have the best start in life.
And do you get a lot of feedback from families that you've helped who have been involved in this?
Oh, we do. Yeah. In Ontario alone, there's been 1 million downloads in the last year.
So. 1 million downloads. Yes. And in the world, do you have a figure?
It's really hard. I don't know.
Yeah. But, well, that's really good. Well, thank you so much. Could you just repeat the actual website?
So the website is
really slowly.
Yes.
Okay.
It's NDDS.ca. And that's a Nipissing District Developmental Screen. And you can register right there online.
And just, is this only in English?
Oh, or? No, you'll find it in 12 languages.
Yes, but of course, English is the best one.
Okay. Well, English is the easiest for us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Linda, for helping us on that, for telling us about that.
That's good. Thank you. Well, oh, God. Hold on, what's this? I don't